This week, we're airing stories about artists that are building a sense of community in some unexpected places. The series is a collaboration between several regional public radio stations, including KUAF. Today, we hear a story from Kirksville, Missouri, where college students are learning life lessons by keeping an arts venue alive. Ross Terrell from station KBIA in Columbia, Missouri, has the story.
Kirksville, in northeastern Missouri, has just over 17,000 people and a liberal arts school with a few thousand students. Tonight, some students have gathered to create their own sense of adventure in a town where there isn't much to do.
It's a town where you have to roll up the sidewalks at night, you know? It's just, it's that small. All we have is like a Walmart, you know? That's what some kids do for a good time on a Saturday night, is just go and walk around Walmart.
That's Jacob Hurst, a grad student at Truman State University. Hurst and some of his fellow students are making sure there is a place for students who don't just want to walk around Walmart. He's president of a local venue called the Aquadome. A group of students started it 15 years ago, and new generations of students have run it on an all-volunteer basis. The small, brick-and-wood paneled venue, located in the downtown area of Kirksville, has no heat. But what it lacks in physical characteristics, it makes up for in its culture, says Rachel Hain, the treasurer.
The Aquadome is a place in a space for people to create art, to showcase their art, or to just come and watch people show their art to the community. Really, we just exist to give people a space to do that.
It hasn't been easy. The Aquadome closed back in 2004 because of financial problems. Following a 7-year hiatus, it reopened in 2011. Then, 2 years later, frozen pipes caused the roof to collapse. Hain described that moment.
It was really hard just watching the slow decline of the building. Just driving past it every day was just so hard. And then when it finally, like, all came down, it was just really surreal to see an empty space.
But the students showed their resilience and opened the Aquadome at a new location. Community members know this. Betsy Delmonico, who has lived in Kirksville for more than 30 years, said it made her happy watching them bounce back.
I'm so glad they were able to overcome the building falling down 2 years ago. Last year, I know, was difficult finding places.
More recently, the students faced a new challenge. For a group of students who can't afford to pay for heat, spending $400 on paperwork to gain their nonprofit status with the IRS was no easy task. In January, members and supporters gather for a fundraiser. Hurst says the success of this event could broaden the horizons for the Aquadome.
Just to do everything that we've been doing, but just on a much larger, wider scale. So, you know, we have events about, you know, twice a month. What if we have those every single week and we always have, you know, incoming bands? We always have steady income because of donations, because they're tax deductible. I mean, you know, this is the great dream.
Hurst also says some of the lessons he has learned from running the Aquadome go far beyond the classroom.
It's almost like the Aquadome comes first, and it always has for me. Even when I had homework, and, you know, there's an issue with the pipes in the old building that, you know, collapsed. It was absolutely horrible. We still loved that building. We gave it everything. Like, it's a learning experience.
About 50 people gathered for the fundraiser. The support on the night came from all backgrounds. Local high school bands. Some student poets.
Brandon told us his twin ate his arm in the womb, but Alexandra denies it every time we ask her.
And other musicians performed. And by the end of the night, the Aquadome's president had this news to share. And with his announcement, both board members and students will have entertainment options other than the hours of Walmart. I'm Ross Terrell, reporting in Kirksville, Missouri.
That story is part of the Artland series, a collaboration between several regional public radio stations, including KUAF and Ozarks at Large. The series continues tomorrow on the Wednesday edition of Ozarks at Large as we travel to Lyons, Nebraska, for a movie in the town of 800 people.